This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A-U-D-A-C-Y. Type that into your app search, then download. Jones and Keefe
on W-E-E-I.
That was Chris Haynes on The Dan Patrick Show back in 2023. I think you would have regretted that at this point. I think he may have regrets. Not Chris Haynes, but Dame Lillard, and not even entertaining maybe a cup of coffee with Boston. Because Boston, of course, went on the following season after that offseason to win the NBA Finals. Win a championship. And now, unfortunately, nobody would have wanted it to go this way for Dame Lillard, but he's been technically released by the Bucks. They stretched his contract, so he's going to be rehabbing this Achilles. And now the question is whether a team's going to pick him up while he's rehabbing that, because the Bucks are eating up the remainder of his salary. So realistically, you could pick him up technically for a veteran's minimum, which next year is going to be about $1 million a year. I would guess that there would be more than one team interested in that. So it may be a little bit higher than that. But here's the latest from Adam Himmelsbach of the Boston Globe. He wrote this last night. Lillard, who could miss all of next season after rupturing his Achilles tendon before the Bucks' first round playoff game, playoff loss to Indiana, will soon become an intriguing and likely affordable free agent. And league sources said the Celtics are among a group of teams that has shown early interest in signing the 9-time All-Star. A league source also made it clear that Lillard could have interest in Boston, too, citing his respect for the organization and his long friendship with Tatum. As I said before, Celtics could sign Lillard to a minimum salary contract this summer. And if they dip far enough below the salary cap second apron as expected, they could also offer him a $5.7 million taxpayers mid-level exception, but that would hinder Boston's efforts to get below the tax line. Just a little context under that. I would believe a goal for Boston this year would to avoid the repeat tax and then assume, hopefully, that when Tatum comes back the season after next, they can go back into a little bit more spending. But taking that all into account, John Lyons, where do you fall on the line of wanting to bring Dame Lillard in here this summer and have him for maybe a couple seasons, see him return with Jason Tatum, both from Achilles, and just wanting to steer clear of that completely?
Found it interesting that the quote was he has a long respect for the Celtics organization, but then he's laughing at it the year before, right, to go there. But look,
well, a long friendship with Tatum. They they just cited
and
his
it said
respect.
Something about respect for.
Respect for the organization.
Yeah. So I've always loved Dame Lillard, the player. I think he's in a not just a great clutch player, but a great scorer, a great leader. There's a lot to like about Dame Lillard's game. Over the course of his career, he's a top 75 player all time, future Hall of Famer. I would only want him here, though, if it's that mid-level, that taxpayer exception or lower, and is a bench player. Because the way I look at it is he turns 35 next week. He's coming off an Achilles. He's a smaller guard who is inconsistent defensively, and I'm being nice. So if he's the guy that comes off the bench, and he's your sixth or seventh man and, you know, next year, and he's just a scorer, then I think that's great. If you're relying on him to be the starting guard next to Derek White, I think that's a problem, and that's not what you're going to – and again, he averaged 25 points a game last year. He was terrific. I just think at age 35, coming off an Achilles and likely a full miss season – I mean, maybe he comes back next March, or we'll see, whatever, but likely a full miss season – I don't want to plug that guy in the starting lineup of a team that wants to win a championship.
We've seen a lot of bigs and wings try to come back from the Achilles tear. And Dame, as a guard, I can't really think of a ton of examples that jump out at that specific position where you do have to be so agile and explosive. I still think it's worth the very minimum risk. What's the worst? Yeah. What's the worst that happens? It doesn't even count against the tax. So if you bring him in and he rehabs for a year, maybe he comes back earlier. Maybe he comes back where I think with Tatum in 26, 27. And he is a depth piece. He is behind Peyton Pritchard and Derek White. And he's able to add volume scoring off the bench. Like, that is a big upside for depth on your team. And if it doesn't work, then you say goodbye. It's not that big of a deal to me. Like, it's not that big of a risk. I don't think it's going to screw up chemistry. I don't really care that he... who is very tied in with Chris Haynes, and Chris Haynes laughed off the idea of Boston as a destination. Context around that clip, Dame thought that he was forcing his way to the Miami Heat back then. In 2023, he thought that he was calling all the shots and he was going to the Heat. He landed in Milwaukee and had the most miserable experience you could as a trade return or a free agent. He wrote in, or he gave an interview about how depressed he was the first winter in Milwaukee when he was healthy. And then he ends up tearing his Achilles and one of the worst injuries that you can sustain in your 30s, if not the worst, as an NBA player. So I think he probably has a different attitude about what his next destination is going
to
be.
And he's been a guy, too, that throughout his career, and I give him credit for this, has always wanted to win at a high level. And he's put up the great numbers. He's been an All-Star Game MVP, but he's always... wanted to win. But on those Portland teams, I mean, the best one they had was what, 2022? They went to the West Finals and lost
because
to the Warriors.
Of
or was
him.
It 18? Like, when I think it was 20, but either way, like, they lost to the Warriors in five games. And, like, that was the best team that they had there. And maybe now Dame sees it as, okay, if I go to Boston, I have the best chance to win a championship. Because if you go somewhere in the West is so loaded, it'll be tough to get over the hump. Whereas the East, I mean, the Celtics right now are probably the fifth-ish best team in the East.
I think that's a little rose-colored.
So I'd say fifth. I think if things break wrong, it could be eighth. But I'd say fifth right now. But once Tatum comes back, they're the best team. To me, they're the best team in the East. Like, right? And if you add to that, you say, all right, I have a fast track to at least the Eastern Conference Finals. And I think Dame, too, what could be beneficial, we talked about him being a bench player. He could be a guy in certain games and situations you could have on the floor in closing time. Right, if you need another guy to take a big shot, right? Because we've seen this before. Like, look at the Knicks series. Last two possessions of games 1 and 2, your two supermax players get overpowered, stripped, and you don't get a good shot off. Maybe Dame on the floor then gives you a little bit of extra spacing. I think Derek White's a guy too that should take more clutch shots. But that's another piece to this too. Maybe that's a guy that in 2 years from now, when he's healthy, certain games you can have on the floor in closing situations.
I think it's so low risk. I'm days later. Still a little surprised that the Bucks decided to move
this way. Wave and stretch, another new piece of NBA vocabulary.
Really, really opens up the door for an intriguing possibility. Let's go to the phones because we got folks who want to chat about the Celtics. Brandon in Boston, he's been hanging on. Brandon, what do you think of the Celtics' moves so far?
I mean, you know, with Tatum's injury, I mean, these are the appropriate moves you have to make. I mean, you just can't have a boatload of stars on the team, and then you can't win a championship because one of your star players is out. So they have to strip this down and rebuild for Tatum. But as far as Damian Leonard goes, I'm kicking the tires on him. I think people are thinking of Damian Leonard when he was in Portland. I mean, you're talking about a guy that's 35 years old, and then, you know, same injury as Tatum. You're going to have two guys rehabbing, and you need to go out there and get a functioning point guard. I mean, there's guys like Trey Mann or Spencer Dinwiddie that you can trade for. Damian Leonard, man, I think people are looking at him as the past, but he is the past. So don't even bring him here. It's a waste of money. I don't see that working. I mean, when he was a free agent and he was trying to get him here and he laughed at us, I'm good on the guy. I mean, it just doesn't make sense to have two guys rehabbing.
All right. Thank you, Brandon. Do you have an issue with the Celtics if they did bring him here? They'd basically just be having him sit as a guy that then someone on a two-way contract is going to have to come in and play in his spot at times because he's rehabbing. Like, it does give a little bit of an air of next year doesn't matter so much. It's when he comes back.
Well, I think, though, that goes into how low money it would be, because you could bring him in and he could sit out the entire year and you could still have enough flexibility where you could add another real piece. Like, if you wanted to, again, if you wanted to trade Anthony Simons, if you wanted to do something like that. Like, it's not like you're bringing him in at $15 million a year,
right,
and he's sitting out a year. If you're bringing him in at that exception, which is $5 million, you can afford to say, all right, you're going to sit for most, if not all, of this year and we'll focus, you know, 26, 27. You'll be back. Tatum will be back. My dream that Porzingis resigns too, right? All that, right? So
keep dreaming.
Yeah, I will. But to me, that's really, that's to me is not a big deal.
Let's go to Charlie in Boston. Charlie, want to talk about Dame Lillard?
Yes. Great points all across the board. But yeah, I mean, it's just like, it just seems like a low risk. Like, obviously, it kind of feels to me like Kemba Walker, but we're not paying Kemba Walker money, right? So it's like, if you can just sign him for a Dunks gift card and a couple of Monica subs, like, you're fine. It's so low risk.
Thanks, Charlie. I remain there.
Yeah,
I think it's an obvious. I don't understand, like, the explanations of why you wouldn't. Oh, he didn't want to come here before. He wanted to go to the Heat. Like, it's a different landscape.
And just for context, and I didn't like that he laughed at the Celtics either, but just for context.
For the record, Chris Haynes laughed. So if he laughed, it was through the transitive property.
A transitive laugh, yes.
A transitive laugh.
In fairness, for context, the Heat did just beat the Celtics in the conference finals that season. So they were just in the NBA Finals against Denver when Dame was thinking of going there.
Right,
so
but
it's not like he was
in 2023. It's not like the Celtics were a pathetic place to go.
No, but I think
far from it.
If you're picking between the two in that moment in time, the Heat had just beat. So I get if he was preferring the. I didn't love the laugh, but I get if he was like, oh, I like the Heat better. And I think at that time too, the Celtics at that point in the offseason, they had added Porzingis, but they hadn't added Holiday yet. So he would have been that other big piece, and maybe he looked at it and said, well, me, Tatum, Brown, and Porzingis, you know, I'd rather go play with Jimmy Butler and Tyler Hero or whatever.
We'll continue diving into Damian Lillard. How real is the mutual interest between him and the Celtics? And we'll do that with Kevin O'Connor of Yahoo Sports and the Kevin O'Connor Show. He's going to join us in just about 5 minutes. But first, here's what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
Welcome back. Megan Adelini and John Lyons in for Jones and Keefe today with you until 2 p.m. We're continuing our Celtics talk, and we have a special treat today. We have the great Kevin O'Connor of Yahoo Sports. He's the host of the Kevin O'Connor Show, NBA insider, and has his local roots here in the Boston area. So, Kevin, thanks so much for joining us. And I'm going to start where I think a lot of people are wondering about, which is, how real is the mutual interest between the Celtics and Damian Lillard? And especially, we went back to some audio of Chris Haynes speaking on Damian Lillard's behalf in 2023, not sounding very interested in Boston. So how real do you feel the interest from Lillard's side might be in Boston?
I haven't heard anything directly necessarily with Lillard's interest. I mean, I think personally, my own opinion is he should be interested. I mean, you've never won a championship if you're looking for a team that gives you an opportunity to do that. When you do get back in the NBA, it's Boston, because there's no pressure on you to be the old Damian Lillard. You can be a guy who is an elite spot-up shooter, who moves without the ball, who focuses on playmaking, and not even have to start, for that matter. So it depends on what his priorities are. Does he envision himself immediately being, you know, the old Damian Lillard? Then maybe you don't want to go to Boston and compete with some of the other guys, including Pritchard, for some starter level minutes. But ultimately, I think Boston should be high up on his list.
Kevin, you mentioned Peyton Pritchard, and I'm curious how he fits in all this, because he wins Sixth Man of the Year last year. The Celtics add Anfernee Simons, and I know they could still move on from Simons. But I wonder if Pritchard's a guy that they envision as a starter regardless, even if it's over Simons or potentially over a Damian Lillard, or they think he's going to stay in a sixth man role. Like, how do you think they envision, or how do you envision Peyton Pritchard fitting in all of this?
I mean, I think with Pritchard, he's going to be a big minutes guy. You're going to find out what exactly you can get out of Peyton Pritchard. We see him be a sixth man of the year. We know what Pritchard can do. He's had some big scoring games when he gets opportunity. And so whether it's Pritchard or whether it's, you know, Baylor Shireman or the rookies, Hugo Gonzalez, to me, like, this is a year of experimentation for the Celtics. And I think if you're Brad Stevens and you're Joe Mazzulla, it's empowering Pritchard to have games where he shoots 25 times. It's trying out different young players, different types of roles, trying out different schemes and finding out what works, what's going to make sense to move forward with this core of Tatum and Brown. And I think, to me, like, Pritchard being the prime example of a guy that you want to give big minutes and big opportunities to, because you want to see what you actually can get out of him.
Kevin, that's a really interesting way to categorize it, or characterize it rather, a
year of experimentation.
So with what
difference from competing for titles, right?
Yes. We went from potential 3-peat to year of experimentation. Yeah.
Life comes at you fast. Where the Celtics are right now in their roster building, do you think that they have their starting center on the roster as it sits today? How much more of a dramatic move or moves do you expect them to make with that big position?
I'm not so sure. I mean, look, I think they might have their 2025, 2026 starter, but I think ultimately so much of this is going to have to do with Al Horford. Is Horford going to sign immediately with the Warriors or the Lakers, or is he going to retire? Is he going to take a half season off and come back mid-year, a la P.J. Brown, way back, different circumstances, way back 15, you know, 20 years ago, and P.J. Brown did that with the 08 Celtics, 09 Celtics when he came back. But ultimately, I think with Horford, he's the only guy that I could see, unless we're going to have a trade coming again, because I think for Stevens, you're not looking for a guy who's going to be your long-term piece right now. You're finding out who are the guys that you want to stick with once Tatum is actually back. And so I think a guy like Luka Garza, who dominated college basketball, dominated in 22 games in the G League, and just has never gotten any consistent opportunities in the NBA with Detroit or Minnesota, but has shown flashes when he's gotten chances, or guys like Kata, Amari Williams as a rookie, finding out it is a low-cost option at center possibly the next piece for you, rather than spending for somebody right now in the short term, when really I think some of these guys are deserving of extended chances, Xavier Tillman included. So I think for the Celtics, to me, like, I think if they just go in with the roster as is, obviously the team is not going to be anywhere nearly as exciting as it was last year. But I still think there's so many young guys that are intriguing and deserving of opportunities that there's an advantage to that with the amount of minutes and chances those guys get for that next year's team in 26-27, whether it's Gonzalez, whether it's Simons, whether it's Hauser getting extended time, whoever you really want to give those opportunities to in the young roster. Because for Boston this year, the advantage of, you know, being a 7 seed, a 9 seed, a 10 seed in that play-in range or worse, next year's draft class is stacked. So I don't think Boston is going to be bad enough to bottom out or necessarily, but the Dallas Mavericks just moved up to the number one pick with the 11th best odds. Every year, a team with 7th or worse odds has moved into the top four, and there's at least 3 number one pick quality guys next year, with Cam Boozer at Duke, Darren Peterson at Kansas, and then Brockton's own A.G. DiBonsa going to BYU. So I think for the Celtics, there's advantages to testing the young guys for the long term, but also for potentially getting higher draft odds and a loaded draft class.
Do you think there's any chance, Kevin, that there's a strategy the Celtics employ where they look to get into that lottery spot?
Maybe. I mean, Jaylen Brown turns an ankle and you keep him out for 2 months instead of 2 weeks. I mean, I think ultimately that's the type of stuff you could see. But, you know, I think for Boston, we're still in a position now where we know teams have called about Derek White and about Jaylen Brown. Nobody has reached that threshold of what Boston's looking for yet. But if, you know, deadline time comes and, you know, it's late January, early February, and Boston still has Derek White and Jaylen Brown on their roster, and there's another team that's like, we are a Derek White away from winning an NBA Finals. We are a Jaylen Brown away. It's tougher to deal guys during the season than it is during the offseason. But ultimately, that's when the price could really hit its peak for those guys, where somebody just goes over the top and Boston has like no choice but to say yes because the offer is so significant. So I think that's the type of scenario like that hits what you're talking about, Megan.
So, Kevin, the thing hanging over all this is Tatum's recovery, right? And he had the speed bridge surgery the day after he got hurt. To me, and I've always hoped, I guess maybe felt isn't the right word, I've hoped that maybe he could come back in March and they could really do something at that point, because that would be 10 months after a speed bridge surgery. But by them trading Porzingis and Holiday and talking about staying under the aprons, maybe even the first apron and maybe out of the tax altogether, is that them telling us, without telling us, that they don't want or don't expect Tatum to be back at all this year?
Yeah, you know, I think that's got to be part of it, because, you know, with the Celtics, look, you don't want to say at this point Tatum might come back. I don't think you want to put that out there. I think it to be the type of thing where, you know, Boston is on a 50-win pace and Tatum is fully healthy and he's able to come back in February, but you wait to March and you feel like it's safe to bring him back. I think it would be something that in the moment were to happen, if the Celtics are, you know, exceeding expectations, Pritchard has an all-star caliber year, Jaylen Brown is even better, like the rookies are key guys, and you're not even missing Jrue Holiday, you're not even missing Kristaps Porzingis. Like, that's also, that's a possible outcome. I think the Celtics are at least going to be competitive, but maybe they win a lot more than people expect. And so in that case, I think for Boston, they'd at least think about it, because, I mean, look, Tatum is the dude who texted Kobe, you know, after Kobe passed away. He's the guy who idolized Kobe. Kobe came back in 9 months. You don't think Tatum's going to do everything in his power to come back in 9 months and try to do what Kobe did. So I think Tatum's intentions, this is just me, you know, hypotheticals. It's just, you know, I don't know anything here. I would imagine Tatum would want to come back in 9 months. And so we'll see how the Celtics look at that time when it comes.
Kevin O'Connor of Yahoo Sports and the Kevin O'Connor Show.
Also the
here.
Pride of Brockton, Mass. Also because he brought up DiBattista earlier, so I had to mention that.
Of course.
Represents.
Yeah.
So we have seen Joe Mazzulla as a coach who has had a couple different iterations of very stacked rosters. And a cornerstone of Joe Mazzulla's coaching philosophy has been the three-point shot. How much do you expect that philosophy and Mazzulla's overall approach with the team to change with how dramatic the changes to this roster are so far this offseason?
I don't think it's going to change at all. I mean, I think Mazzulla's going to – that's just part of the state of the NBA today. I mean, your three-point rate rises every single year. In the regular season, it rises every single year. In the playoffs, I don't think Mazzulla's going to stray from that necessarily. Where I do think he should evolve is adding back some of those layers that were missing this season. More movement off the ball, more ball movement, more player movement. I think having more to go to other than – what their set offense is. And so I think this sticks to, like, you're experimenting with minutes with these young guys, experimenting with different roles for these young guys. You're pushing the limits of what you think you can get from.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Brown and Pritchard and White, assuming, you know, everybody's back, that's still on the roster. But it's also for Mazzulla. Well, how do you toggle from winning mode to developmental mode? And developmental mode also includes yourself and installing new things in the system and experimenting with different things. Because I think, you know, even Oklahoma City this year, they win the NBA Finals. And Mark Daigneault, their head coach, during the season was asked about them using two bigs, Chet Holmgren and Isaiah Hartenstein. And he's like, well, we're using the regular season to experiment with different things. And sometimes we're doing it against teams where it might not make sense to do. That's Oklahoma City, the champions that did that during the entire 82-game regular season. And so I think the Celtics, a team entering next season without championship aspirations, there's no excuses. They're the team that more than any team should be experimenting and figure out how do we optimize this for when Tatum is back, and how do we make it so we're even more favorites in the weak Eastern Conference once he is back. So I think this year's very important for all of that from a developmental standpoint with players, roster, and coaching staff.
Kevin, I think you brought up a great point about their movement on offense and cutting and all that. And we saw Brad Stevens talk about that after the draft, that he likes guys that are going to be cutters on offense. And I felt like 2 years ago when they won the championship, they were much better moving without the ball than they were last year. And my question to you is, A, why do you think that is? And B, is there, besides just Mazzulla preaching it more, are there certain guys you just expect that more from going into this season?
I think it's like sometimes, you know, us as people, sometimes we fall into different habits and we forget our old habits. I mean, like, again, with OKC, like another example there. In the finals, they start having Shea Gilgeous-Alexander screen more often or get screened more often or vice versa. That's something they did a lot the year prior. But then they get a center in Isaiah Hartenstein and they kind of go away from it for the full season. And it's like, oh, wait a minute, I used to do this. And I think with Boston, you just develop new habits, you get away from things, and maybe there was a bit of fatigue as well after the championship and the Olympics for guys last year, where you're not wanting to cut as much, it's not as intentional. So I think it's a lot of things that you see, these habits that kind of reflect us as people. I mean, we fall in and out of different habits as well. So I think that happened on a team-wide scale with the Celtics last year and maybe be a bit more intentional this year without the championship expectations.
I think that's a great perspective. Final question for me, Kevin. So we are awaiting this changing of hands to Bill Chisholm and company for the ownership of the Celtics. What have you heard about the expectations of how smoothly that will go, the expectations around this new ownership group, and really beyond this year? Because I think, especially with the Tatum injury, a lot of people are chalking up moves to this summer saying, well, they're forced into this situation. You can't look at the new ownership so much for that, as much as the CBA, the injury, what they did the last couple of years in terms of spending. But like long-term outlook, what do you expect from the new ownership?
I mean, everything I've heard is more on the Grossbeck side that, you know, he wanted to stick around for more championships. And it seems like
that's, I kind of wanted him to too, Kevin.
I know, seriously. And I think that's a bit less likely right now. And ultimately with Chisholm, all I've heard about him is that he is the real deal in terms of like his Celtics fandom. It's not some phony fake Celtics fandom. I think he is a real fan. And so you'd hope that this new ownership that it can at least channel some of what has made Wick Grossbeck so successful. And part of that, to me, like the key ingredient over the years, especially, you know, in the prime days of Boston sports, winning titles, competing for titles every year, it's ownership empowering front offices to do what they think is best for the franchise. And Danny Ainge, he's hired in 03, trades Antoine Walker, a fan favorite. He's willing to trade away Garnett and Paul Pierce to the Nets, get a haul back in return. And ultimately, I think that happened with the Patriots, with Belichick getting rid of Seymour early, and so on and so forth. It happened with all of these teams, Red Sox trading Nomar. That's the key ingredient, empowering a good, smart front office to do what they think is best. And so as long as Chisholm empowers Brad Stevens, who has shown with every move he's made to be a very savvy, very smart general manager, as long as they continue empowering him and giving him the money that he needs to do the job at his best, I mean, to me, that's all he's going to do above all else is empower Brad Stevens and this really good Celtics front office.
Last question from me, Kevin. Our conversation today, and really the conversation around the Celtics over the past couple months, has been all about, hey, they might be a play-in team, and if things go right, they could be like a 5 seed. You know, Pritchard's an all-star, as you mentioned, things like that. Is there anything they can do this summer? A major, minor, moderate move, anything they can do that will change that conversation, and we'll sit here and say, hey, they can be a top 3 team in the East and potentially make a deep playoff run?
I don't think so. I mean, I think the East has gotten so much better around them, and without Jason Tatum, it's just so unfair to expect this team to be a top 3 team in the Eastern Conference. I don't think there's a move that Boston should make that puts themselves in that conversation, unless internally they feel like Tatum's going to be ready in February or March. And in that case, then sure, maybe you go for it. But I think the way the Knicks have improved and could continue to improve, the way the Hawks have improved, the way the Cavs are going to try to improve, and Indiana's taken a step back and all that, but the East is better at the top. To me, Boston, the best thing for the long term is to make this a developmental, experimental year, and then come back in 26, 27, and 27, 28. And then that's when you go forward again. Because again, like this draft this year, There's no guarantee the Celtics will even be in the lottery, but the fact that they have their own pick, it's a very unique chance, very unique opportunity this year with a loaded draft class up top. Cam Boozer, AJ DiBonsa, Darren Peterson, among others right now that are playing in the under-19 competition for Team USA. There's a lot of number one pick quality talent and a lot of guys that belong in any draft in any year in the top three. There could be 7-8 guys that are worthy of that. So I think if the Celtics are able to fall into that range and get Tatum back and still have Brown and still have White and a really promising young player, like, that's what sets up sustainable success for the next decade. And that's what the Celtics should be thinking about, not just the 25-26 season.
Okay, well, it sounds like there are a lot of reasons and a lot of names there to follow Kevin O'Connor. You can find him at Yahoo Sports. You can find him as the host of the Kevin O'Connor podcast, the Kevin O'Connor Show, anywhere that you get your podcast. Hey, Kevin, thanks so much for joining us, especially right before the holiday. This was really awesome. Hope to have you on again sometime.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Megan and John. And John, Brock to represent, man. Good to talk to you.
Yes, pride of Brockton, Kevin O'Connor. Forget about Rocky Marciano, Megan. It's okay. Kevin, and Al Davis, right?
You guys can probably talk about that another time.
Yes.
We'll talk about that another time. There's plenty of Brockton legends. All right. Well, that was Kevin O'Connor. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back on the other side, a lot to discuss there. What the Celtics should be going for this year. Should they be looking ahead to the draft? Something probably a lot of people short term don't want to think about, what it would take to get one of those names that Kevin O'Connor just listed off there. But if you're setting yourself up for a decade of success, is there short term pain that you might need to sustain and then get Tatum back and be in a different kind of position when you come back in 26-27? We see your phone calls. We'll hit that right after the break.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app and take Boston Sports Original everywhere you go.
You're listening to Jones and Keith on WEEI.
Those were the good times, John Lyons. Those were the good times, the Tatum Horford times.
The Tatum Cornett times, the Tatum Porzingis times, the
Tatum
Holiday.
Probably never
going
to see those pairings again. So I hope you enjoyed them while we had them. Hope you enjoyed Kevin O'Connor. I thought that he was fantastic, and if you missed him on the show, well, you can stream WEEI anytime on the Odyssey app, as well as the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps, and you can find our podcast versions of these shows anywhere that you get your podcasts. A lot of interesting stuff from Kevin O'Connor of Yahoo Sports in the conversation that we just had. To me, one thing that jumps out is the idea of the Celtics being experimental.
That was the word.
Developmental.
That was the word, Mego. Year of experimentation.
Does part of that experiment realistically mean you get to a place where you're in January, and as he said, a turned ankle from Jaylen Brown goes from 2 weeks to 2 months, and you put yourself in a lottery position. With the way that he categorizes next year's NBA draft, I always think playing around with the lottery is dangerous. There's so many cases. I know everybody looks at what just happened with the Mavs and Cooper Flagg, and you can have your own conspiracy theories about what you think happened there. I think it's a little dangerous to play with. And I'm also wondering if you're intrigued by those names in the draft and not so much having the chip to trade and flip for a bona fide developed NBA player. How does a kid that you get in the draft line up with the timeline that Jason Tatum is coming back on? Because I'm not ready to move on and say everything in the Celtics organization and team and roster should revolve around X draft pick next year if you can get it. I still think it should revolve around Jason Tatum coming back in 2026-27.
Yeah, and I think even Tatum, right? He wasn't an NBA Finals caliber player until his fourth year in the league, right? When they went against Golden State in 2022. So if you draft a guy next year, and even if he has the same development track as Tatum, well, then Tatum's 32, Brown's 33 by that fourth year, right? So it would line
up
a little bit.
Which is an okay place to be,
yeah, that's
but
not
it's not
terrible.
Ideal.
Yeah, I mean, would it be like, say, the 2022 Warriors, where Steph and Klay and Draymond are kind of in that early 30s range, but then you have Andrew Wiggins was great in that series. You had some other young pieces, and you know that was as much about the Celtics as the Warriors, but they won, right? I think it ties into his answer when I asked him about, is there a scenario Tatum could come back? And he said, well, if they're on a 50-win pace in February and Pritchard's an all-star, Tatum could come back. And I look at the lottery thing, Mego, as the reverse, right? If they sit there in February and they're on a 50-win pace, maybe they say, hey, let's try to bring Tatum back and go to the NBA Finals. But if they sit there in February and they're on a 35-win pace, they might sit there and say, oh, let's have an injury, quote-unquote, for Jaylen Brown, and let's slow this down, and Derek White's minutes will be cut, and we'll be in the lottery. And by the way, it's not just the Dallas for Cooper Flagg thing. How about the Spurs jumping up, right, and getting a top two pick? How about Philly jumping up and getting a top three pick this year now to go with Embiid and Maxey? So maybe they – I wonder if they have, you know, a couple parallel tracks, if you will, and they're just going to see how the first 3.5 months or so of the season goes and kind of make a decision from there.
All right. Well, somebody with a lot of Celtics opinions is waiting on the line. Let's hear from John in the car. John, what's up?
You know, it is a super intriguing July 3rd for the Celtics here, even though we are staring down that development. That was a nice little stuff there. I'm intrigued by the Lillard stuff. I forget what the veteran minimum contract would be. It seems to be that's what it's going to cost.
About a million.
Celtics for about a million.
A little over a million,
yeah,
for next year.
I think you got to do that if that's what you're talking about. For a 2-year deal maybe. Definitely for Lillard. I think it's interesting when you're talking about the draft stuff, Mego, when you just said like the fit when Tatum gets back. I mean, AJ, like they're friends, like they're buddies with him. Like they've seen him grow up, like he's the local kid. They've invited him. He's been there like backstage with him. Those guys the whole time. So that pick is very intriguing. But ultimately, the one question I still have, Mego, is like, wasn't Sam Cassell going to get a head coaching job like for the past 3 years, and he's still here, and like he's not going to get a head coaching job once again this summer? Like, there's still a lot of, you're right, there's a lot of layers to this. It's going to be an interesting year off the court, I think, than on the court.
Thanks, Sean. That was an interesting storyline during the season. So in the middle of the season, Sam Cassell, his alma mater, I'm trying to remember which Florida school, I think it was Florida State, was courting him for the head coaching job, reportedly. And Sam, that was college, obviously. Sam Cassell did not take that, remained with the Celtics. At that point, they were still looking to be the repeat champions. Haven't heard any smoke about Sam Cassell.
Didn't even interview for that Knicks job, and they got turned down by like 15 people, right?
Right.
Like, and comment on that, Mego. And this is, like, we asked Kevin O'Connor about the Celtics, and you brought up, like, shooting too many threes. Is Mazzulla going to adjust? And he said maybe they fell into some old bad habits where they didn't move on offense enough. Part of me wonders if Charles Lee and Jeff Van Gundy not being in the building this year contributed that to a point, right? Because Lee leaves to be head coach in Charlotte. Van Gundy leaves to coach with the Clippers. Two guys that were there last year, and Cassell is a guy who focused so much defensively with them over the past couple of years. So that's another area I wonder, do they make some sort of addition to the coaching staff, whether it's a Charles Lee type guy or a Van Gundy type guy next to Brad Stevens, whether it's a consultant or whatnot? Because I thought that was something that, yeah, look, it's not the main reason they lost to the Knicks or anything like that, but I think that those were two departures that under the radar hurt them, I think, more than maybe some folks realize.
I don't think it was quite as drastic as in 2023 when Mazzulla took over that job last minute after the Ime Udoka suspension on the side, and that whole staff was just half gutted throughout the season.
Half Ime, half Mazzulla.
And Mazzulla just had very, very little support, especially for a first-time NBA
and
head coach.
Who was the guy that left during the year that year? I forget. He went to become a college head coach.
I don't know.
Oh, shoot. I forget. It was a former player, too. It's Stoudemire, right? Damon
Stoudemire.
Oh,
right.
Yeah, he left during the year.
He was the major Ime Udoka apprentice. Yeah. And I think a lot of people thought if there hadn't been the personal stuff going on that caused the Ime suspension, that maybe Stoudemire would have been the next up. And then instead you go to really further down the line to Joe Mazzulla, who is more of a protege of Brad. Worked out. So, hey, let all water under the bridge. But it is interesting to look ahead. I think Joe Mazzulla is going to be under a tough microscope this season, because people were already skeptical about a lot of his approaches in coaching, but the roster was so talented that when they won in 2024, it got to a point of, what can you say? Embrace the Mazzulla ball. For a lot of people, some people said, I don't like watching that. I don't like the threes being jacked up, and I'm sick of the style of basketball, even if the rest of the league is going that way. But it was hard to argue against, because analytically, and you got the championship proving it out. I think this year it's going to be tough all around compared to where you were for Celtics fans, but I think without a doubt Mazzulla is going to be under a microscope.
So I actually think it's the reverse. I think he's got more leeway this year than he's had the last couple of years, because if he's bad and if they're bad, we'll sit here and say, well, they had three starters out, right? Tatum hurt, Holiday and Porzingis gone. And if they're good, if they're above expectations, we're going to say, wow, what a great coaching job by Mazzulla. And obviously there'll be nuance to it.
Well,
we're going
to
be watching the
threes. To play devil's advocate, though, there are those waiting. I'm not one of them. But there are those waiting in the bushes, ready to pounce and say, exposed.
Yeah.
Exposed. And again, I'm not one of them, but I think that there are people out there who still have a cynicism about the way that that team won.
I think the Tatum injury gives him the, I don't want to say a full out, but an out there. Like, if Tatum was healthy and they traded Holiday and Porzingis, but they still had Tatum and Brown, White, Pritchard, and they weren't good, then I think there'd be a lot of questions about him. But now with Tatum out, and Brad Stevens has even said, what's the biggest challenge your team faces? He said, well, our first team All-NBA guys in a boot, right? So I think that gives him an out. And again, if they're good, if they win 45 games, people are going to say, wow, they lost three starters and Mazzulla got them to win 45 games, especially if they move on offense a little bit more. I think that'll help. So I'm not saying he's totally absolved this year, but I look at like 2 years ago, right? After you lost to the Heat in that Eastern Conference Finals and they were coming back with Holiday and Porzingis added, I thought he was under a bigger microscope then because he hadn't won a championship. They had just looked really poor, and he had gotten really outcoached in that Eastern Conference Finals against Miami. They had added two new pieces. Now I don't think that microscope is going to be quite the same as it was a couple years ago.
Well, if he comes from the school of Brad Stevens, Brad Stevens was the master at getting his teams to overachieve before Kyrie came
Isaiah
to town.
Isaiah Thomas is a free agent, right?
Perpetually, unfortunately. We love IT. All right, that has been a lot of basketball talk for us. Again, we had Kevin O'Connor on at 11:20. If you missed that, check that out on the Odyssey or iHeartRadio or TuneIn apps. On the other side of this break, we're going to dive into the name that's been floating around since minicamp ended in terms of NFL wide receivers, one of the under-the-radar most productive wide receivers. Could the Patriots be looking at Terry McLaurin?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.